Whoa, yo, 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 groovement. It's all about the movement. Whoa, yo, 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 groovement. It's all about the movement. Yeah, this is Jim Screechy, and you're listening to Agent J on groovement.co.uk. Bless!
Ever since I've been with you, girl, I've been a shadow of my former self. And I really don't wanna play you down, but I can't see the wood for the trees when you're around.
It's me, same old me, the veteran soldier from the southeast. With a smack around the back from a heel to my top. But when they come around, girl, all that stop. Now you don't want this, and you don't want that, and you don't want a brother with a council flat. You put out your hand for your income tax, you can pay your man that needs to pay that. Cha! Wake up, girl, this is me, and you really gotta let me breathe. You're smothering my cool, and my fire don't need no fuel. The rest is up to you, cause I'm gonna switch avenues. News. You need to love me for me, cause I'm fresh out of energy.
Ever since I've been with you, girl, I've been a shadow of my former self. And I really don't wanna play you down, but I can't see the wood for the trees when you're around. Ever since I've been with you, girl, I've been a shadow of my former self. And I really don't wanna play you down.
Before Ugly Duckling tonight, we had the inimitable Banana Clan imprint represented by
Jimmy Screech,
Gordon G.
Jimmy Screech, you're not looking so hot. How did he manage that ball of energy outside there for half an hour?
You know what? That was all of the energy reserves I had for the whole day. I just sat there, did nothing, went up there, and now I'm sitting there doing nothing again, so I'm all good.
That's how we roll, man. So you got three more dates, you said. Where is that at?
Sheffield
Tuesday Club, Sheffield. Yeah, I'm going to get my mum to represent down there because she's down there. I can't get them.
Wicked. Yeah, I think Sheffield, Nottingham.
But we leave it down to Tom, because what I've done is they're helping promote the Banana Clan. So I gave them the steering wheel to the car, and I hope they just don't crash it. So he comes back and he tells us to make us still feel like we're in artist mode.
Actually, I'm looking at the merchandise out there. I'm looking for Ugly Duckling stuff. All I see is Banana Clan and Jimmy Screech. What's going on there?
Well, no, it's out there, most definitely. We did a massive run for the last tour.
Is it like an LP? And what are the CDs? Are they old? What's going on with them?
Yeah, basically there's three different products. The first is the original album, which is In This Life, which came out like 2005.
The white cover one.
That's right, yeah. And then we've also got Wood for the Trees, which is the single that we kind of just put out there at the end of last year. And we've also got Scandalous, which is the single that we're pushing at the moment to come out in April.
This year should be looking good for Jimmy Screech, because with the new stuff coming out, it's not just reggae, he's on other music. You
know, the dubstep thing, like.
Dubstep, you got the, I don't know, there's a producer called Fusion at Spyra, and these guys in London, they're not making your typical music. They're making a range of different sounds, and I think you're going to get a new music coming out. And because of the way Jimmy writes, it fits like a glove, and it really works well. But it depends on what he writes about, you know what I mean? And he's a damn good writer. So
my favourite lyric was the one about used to rap American but sounding like a young. What's that lyric?
Oh, right. When I started rapping, I was rapping American but I sounded like a young with a speech impediment.
Yeah, that was great, because my friends. Shaolin Monkey, my mate is a DJ outside, he said, Jimmy Screech, is that the guy with the speech impediment? Well, he must have heard that lyric. That must be what he's talking about. So is that a true story then?
Yeah, because like, you know, when we first started out, like, you had certain artists that were out there, you know, when you're a kid you mimic, you know what I'm saying, you mimic what's around you. So yeah, we kind of had that mad kind of pseudo American rap thing going on, you know. But after a while you realise that it's about, you know, it's about who you are. And hip-hop's about representing where you're from. So after a little while now, it seemed a natural thing to just be and be me. And that's basically the basis of the whole thing, you know, just being yourself.
Well, back in the day, I used to have this record shop called Street Desire in our local area.
London?
Yeah, in London, in South. And Jimmy and his boys used to come and up the shop, and that there's a studio in the back, and they used to do their thing or whatever they used to do there when they used to get there. But you know, he was always going to be somebody great, because just the way he was, not his rapping, his personality. So if you ever get to meet him, people out there, check his personality. He's a funny guy.
So Gordon, your role within Banana Clan is, you is Banana Clan, is it?
Well, we are the founder of Banana Clan, and like when Roots Maneuver was writing the song Witness the Fitness, and he said someone at the barrel of Banana Clan, that seemed to be the slogan for the label.
And was the label? I thought the label was around before that album came out. Am I wrong?
The Banana Clan walls were, and Rodney's intelligence of his mind was, so I don't know where he pulled that one out of the back. Something up the power of Banana Clan. Everybody says it.
All the students say it in every city.
You know, but there is...
She's on toast, Banana Clan, that's what you get.
There is a Banana Clan, and it's a compilation of all different artists. And it's not just hip-hop, and it's not just reggae. It's left-field music, it's dubstep.
Yeah, I thought it was a reggae label more than anything, you see.
Well, I would say it's a... Well, Jimmy done most of the tunes, you know, for the first initial kind of launch for the Banana Clan. And he was working with a guy called DJ Cosmo as well. But, you know, with Jimmy, he could do the hip-hop, he can do the reggae, he can do this. The thing I like was the reggae, so I put that kind of forward on the Banana Clan, you know. And then he started writing these other tunes, and that just turned into another album, really.
Did you find with a lot of the artists, was it stuff that you could get, like, would you get Jamaican artists involved and sort of record in Jamaica, or is it all London, London?
Oh, definitely. We work in Ibiza, we work in Spain. It's not just like, you know, a London thing. It's an all-rounder. And, you know, you're like, in every area, there's going to be a representative for the Banana Clan. Like, we got one in Manchester. I'm not going to say his name yet. I'm going to let him blow up through the realms. But you'll most probably get first choice of the music if you keep the contact. You keep the link.
You know it.
You keep the link, you get the music, you know. And always check the MySpace, you know. Jimmy will tell you about the MySpace called... the Jim Screech MySpace, he'll tell you about that. The Trailblazer MySpace, the Banana Clan, Cosmo's MySpace, as you can hear him wailing out from the back there. He doesn't want you all to forget the crowd of the people.
Is it MySpace.com, Banana Clan?
Yeah.
With a K.
With a K.
And a banana.
And a banana. But there's all you can get to hear what we're about, because, you know, some people are shocked because they always say, oh, I didn't expect that tune. But we're freedom fighters. We fight for peace. We're really CND. We're the movement. We're about peace and love and looking after each other and teaching people each other things about life. You know, everybody's going to go through their own experiences. But there's no harm in talking to people who's lived, or talking to people so, you know, get it off your chest and stuff. You don't have to bog it in, you know, and it's a kind of freedom fighter label.
I met Emery Douglas recently, who's the culture Minister of Culture for the Black Panther Party. Because in Manchester, they've got this exhibition that's only been in, I think, California before. Have you had a chance to check it out yet?
No, I've not actually seen that, but that sounds interesting, man.
Irrelevant of where you're from or whatever, it's school kids. He works for 2 weeks with school kids from Moss Side on, you know, because it was very collage art and line art. And obviously at the time, it was, he doesn't believe in art for art's sake. It's art that's got a purpose, and its purpose is to educate and, you know, let people know. But what you're saying, I mean, musically, is just a rare bunch, handful of people here and there that I've met. And it's those, I try and target those people who are passionate about stuff and do it for a reason. It's not music for music's sake. It's not Leona Lewis. It's not to be famous. It's to be Banana Clan. It's to be, you know.
Yeah, but it's, you know, ultimately it's about positive vibrations, you know. People, and, you know, people use the word vibration, but that's the real thing, you know. I can go and do a show with Gordon and Mr. Cosmo, and someone in the crowd might have come in there with a lot of bad attitude and bad vibes. By the end of the show, they haven't got that bad vibe anymore. They're feeling good about themselves, or they're looking around for a girl to have a dance with. To me, that's really what Banana Clan is about. It's that positive energy that we give to the crowd, and that shines through and is the precedent for the whole, all of the artists on the roster. Obviously from the top with Rodney going all the way down, you know, you go to a Roots Maneuver concert, everybody's jumping up and down, having a good time, but they're still learning a little bit more about certain things that he talks about, social commentary and so on and so forth. Same thing with me, you know. It's about the positive energy.
That's what struck me tonight, by the way. It was lyrically that stood out. You're actually saying something.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, if you've got the stage, you might as well use it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, music is, rapping especially, is a lot, in a lot of ways, like speaker's corner. You know, everyone's watching you, and they're listening to how you deliver the message and listening to the message itself. You know, if you're on speaker's corner, you could stand up there and talk and sound like a madman and no one would pay any attention to you. Or you can have something to say.
What's that slogan? Is it, there is no truth, only human opinion? I think in Speaker's Corner, there's a little slogan there. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like you're looking at it, ultimately, you know what I'm saying, you've the floor is yours when you're a musician. The floor is yours, especially in an arena like tonight. The floor is yours, so use it. You know, say something that might just evoke a little bit of thought. I mean, ultimately, that's what they're going to want when they, you know, when they go home and listen to the CD at home in their houses without the crowds. That's what's going to keep them listening. Wow, what did he mean by that? Or what did she mean by that? You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to keep the fire burning.
You know about like Rodney, he goes through Roots Maneuver, he goes through his own little problems, you know, and sometimes he emphasises them in a tune. And a lot of us go through those same particular problems, but he's not, you know, there's a method to his madness, isn't there? It's like he's gonna express them to you because you know you've gone through them, you know what I mean?
And it's also, you know, we're ultimately a blue collar outfit.
Hi, this is DJ Mr. Cosmo, and when I'm not doing my own radio show, I'm tuned in to Agent J on Groovement.
This is Cosmo, the man with the fingers.
Songs for the 9-to-5ers. I mean, how many artists actually put tunes out there that make the people that work 9-to-5 in a job they might not like feel better about what they're doing 5 days a week? At least if it's only on that Friday or Saturday night.
I mean, I think that's the thing. You know, we're all coming from pretty humble backgrounds. That type of commentary is what people want to hear. They want to hear and feel that the artist knows what they're going through because they are the same people. You know what I'm saying? And for me especially, you know, I don't want to be put on that pedestal. You understand? That's not what I'm here for. I'm here for you to have a good time, enjoy yourself, and really understand the vibration and the positivity behind the music. You know, all them other things you're talking about, like Leona Lewis, you know, listen, I'm very happy for her. I think it's brilliant. She's a great singer. But my path and our path is a little bit different to that. You know what I'm saying?
And she's got more hair.
Exactly. A lot more hair. And she's prettier. But you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we're all here. We're doing our thing. And you know, like I said, it's a different path. It's a path for people to sort of get into what we're doing. And just enjoy themselves, man. And trust me, with all the madness going on right now in London, Manchester, Sheffield, Nottingham, you name it, in all of these urban areas, I think what we're doing is a very noble thing. Because we need more of this. We need people like Ugly Duckling coming over, doing a complete set.
Crafted for like a decade doing this same sort of, the passion is there.
Yeah, and people seeing that. And without having to, you know, talk about certain issues that are already out there, why not bring people into another arena in a very easy way by just giving them good music? And like you said, oh, you know, you might have spotted a few lyrics or the gist of a track on first hearing it. That's the beauty of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
So Cosmo, as well, as a sort of team, as a unit, we've got you in the back, you know, the DJ, that core. How would you get a track together? Who produces stuff? How does that work?
It's various producers. I mean, Jimmy himself produces himself, works with other producers. I produce the occasional thing, and Smart's got on albums, but for more specials and stuff like that. Really, yeah, it's just collaboration and getting the right beats together, you know.
Just jamming, I suppose, and getting it.
A little gist of Gordon G moaning, saying, I don't like it, I like it, I don't like it, but you know what?
You come in and go, that ain't banana, come on, get rid of it.
I don't like surprises, but when they surprise is great. He gave me a tune today on the bus, yeah, like, he comes up, but he like, keeps it to himself, you know, and then lets us know when.
This is what Ugly Duckling said. We get the baby ready first, and then we give it to Fat Beats, or we give it to whatever.
And then he lets you know what he's done, but in his own good damn well time, you know. Like,
I mean, it's you know, musically, in terms of building products, you know, the attitude is always the same. We set out and we say we challenge ourselves. Like, what can we do next? What style can we do next? What tempo can it be? What genre can it be? And in doing that every single time, you end up with a bag of tunes. Yeah. You understand? And that's the good thing.
For instance, like, we got a studio in London, and like, I was just going to the studio and Tipper Irie comes out. I didn't know he was coming to the studio. And now they've done a tune called this dub style tune. Yeah, with Tipper Irie, he's a godfather. You don't remember Tipper Irie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus, peace. Tell him about that tune.
Yeah, basically, the Scandalous single has a few remixes on it, and it also has a track called Dub Style, which is basically like an up-tempo, very dub-influenced, funky reggae track. Still on the hip-hop tip, but... And, you know, I did the original track and I said, look, I want to do a remix, but I want to bring some artists in. Ricky jumped at it, Tipper jumped at it, another artist called Too Nice jumped at it, and that was the result. And it was just like, it was an honour for me, man. I mean, look, Tipper to me, he's like a god to me, you understand? I mean, you're talking about a British reggae artist. Do you know what, to be honest with you, he's a god to Rodney, do you understand? Like, that's who Rodney looks up to. That's who I look up to. Yeah, they were the first to sort of, you know, represent London and go elsewhere to places like Japan and even Jamaica, America. So, like, represent, you know, they were the forefathers of this whole British hip-hop thing, but people don't see that. So he was like, look, let's get them in. But I didn't expect them to say yes, you understand, or be around. And they were, and I thank God for it. So now we got a single with Tipper, Ivy, Ricky Rankin on the one side, and we've got the Scandalous single on the other side, so it's a really exciting time for us, you know?
How's Banana Clan Machine working? Is it mostly 45s and the occasional LP, or and distribution that? How do you manage all that?
Well, to tell the truth, Rodney's striking up another deal with the Trailblazer label, so they can do all his running around for him. And basically, you've got this summer, you're going to hear a lot of Banana Clan, and it's going to get sponsored by Ninja Tune alongside Matt Music's going to be like the base for it all. Matt Music's this little company in Camden, you know, they're www.mattmusic.net. And you can get Jimmy stuff on there, you can get Ricky Rankin stuff on there, you can get t-shirts, you can get merchandise, you can get stuff. But with Rodney's like, I think he's going to be dropping out of his deal some point in the year, so he'll be able to work like if he was Dr. Dre, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to produce these kids, you know.
Okay. That was a vision. Mentor.
Yeah, I mean, that was a vision from the beginning. You know, them guys were on tour. They were doing the Awfully Deep tour, the first few legs of the tour. He was in the bus. Gordon was in the bus with Rodney. You know, Gordon played him my demo. And Rodney's like, look, I want to work with this kid. Let me see what we can do.
Well, he's good for that. I mean, like, toddlers, what, 23?
Yeah.
He's good for picking them out.
Yeah, toddler shocked the life out of me. Seems. You know, if you ever hear this, anybody knows toddler or toddler yourself, big up your chest. We was all having dinner in, I think it was Norwich or somewhere, and he walked in, but he didn't walk in the room. Like, there's loads of us in there having dinner. And he walked in, and he's, you know what? That kid's a sound kid, you know. He was his manners, him, everything about him, you know. You can see he's going to come to great things, you know what I mean? Toddler, we love you, big time.
Yeah, man, big up.
OK, les gars, maintenant on écoute Agent J et Groovement, Manchester, big up.
What's that instrument called? That bass, but it's a keyboard.
That's our keyboard player called Gibbs, you know. Gibbs does wonderful things, you understand, but he's French Caribbean. Gibbs, come over here and tell him about yourself, man.
Bonsoir.
Je parle français, bien sûr. Yeah.
Tell me about that organ, man.
So basically, where did that keyboard came from, really, is just from a research from the first tour with Roots Maneuver with Jimmy Scritch. And basically, I did sort of loan a keyboard for that tour.
Was that the Awfully Deep one, when he had the full band?
Yeah, Awfully Deep, the last one in October last year. Okay. So basically, what I did is just after this tour, I was looking for something that was going to, you know, match up to the one I had before. And I make all my research, you know, on the internet.
Research, man. That word alone sounds fear in my...
Yeah, no, but to be honest with you, I have to do the job, you know. You have to do the job. And then there's something demanding in the job that you need to give. And it says, that's what they're asking, you have to give it. And then basically, I was just looking for an instrument or a keyboard, just easy to carry, small enough, and just do the job as powerful as the first one. So I did make my research, and I thought,
is it in your pocket? Does it fold up and shit?
It's not really fold up. It's really, really light, right. And people just go, "Okay, what is it going to do with that
and
small
then you
enough?"
Go,
thing? Yeah, indeed. And then when I do that, they understand that there's a corp micro. I said it in French, Korg micro. And then it's right there.
Micro.
Yeah, it's the first one of the basic synth that everybody should probably get, and probably everybody do have one. Yeah. anybody who's in dance, trance, hip hop, or drum and bass probably have one in their house as well.
So, French Caribbean, whereabouts from then?
I'm from Guadeloupe, man.
Guadeloupe.
Yes, indeed.
So, what are you doing over here?
What am I doing over here? It's all about music, my friend.
Headhunted by Banana Clan.
Headhunted by Banana Clan. Yes, indeed.
Right then, Jimmy Screech, Gordon G, Gibbs, Cosmo. What's the very next thing for Jimmy Screech first?
Back in the studio, back in Map Studios, finishing the album. Single coming out in April, more tours, more shows, video just finished, a lot of things happening in the new year, and I tell everyone, man, just check out the MySpace, which is Jim Screech Official, and then you'll see everything. We're filming loads of videos, and, you know, just watch this space, because we're moving forward.
For sure. Nice one. Thank you, Jimmy. Banana Clan, Gordon G.
Yeah, well, Banana Clan, just look out for the Banana Clan stuff, or look on the MySpace, you know. And check out Map Music. You know, if you go to www.mapmusic.net, you know, you can get merchandise, you can find that information, and they'll put information on there pre in advance, so you haven't got no reason not to know anything, because it'll get there pre in advance better than the MySpace will, or better than something else, you know. We don't know what the future may bring, but we're working hard, you know, and it's about love, peace and unity. It's not about no roughneck business. We're not into that right now, but we've got some on Trailblazers. If you want the roughneck stuff, you can get the roughneck stuff, you know. It's about, you know, expression, and if you can express yourself, hook us up, man.
Okay, Cosmo, do you want to sign off for us?
Definitely. I just want to give a little plug for my weekly radio show, 8 till 10.
I've got a weekly radio show. I don't think you can do that on
weekly radio show. It's on the internet.
Mine's on the internet, man. What are you doing?
Well, you know, healthy competition. London Sounds with a Z.co.uk, 8 till 10 every Thursday night. Beats for the Broadline, minded myself and the individual element, MCTIE, bring you what you want.
All right, thank you, guys. Nice one.
Manchester. Yo, this is Mr. Limited Edition Jim Screechy, and you're listening to Agent J on Groove. Bless.
Yo, this is Gordon G, representing for Banana Clan. You're listening to Agent J on Groove. She's scandalous, and every man around better watch it, cause she's there until the morning. She's dangerous, you better look away, because anybody wish I had, they keeps calling. She's scandalous, and every man around better watch it, cause she's there until the morning. She's dangerous, you better look away, because anybody wish I had, they keeps calling, calling. Hello, Wonder Girl, living in a world, but her gravity is pulling me on my liver. Just one look at her, and the scent of her, making no sense, she's a bona fide predator. Every man and girl is afraid of her, cause they know that neither one of them is bad as her. When they get up her, something bad occurs, but she's gone before them, I said, can be mad at her. Ooh. I wish she never told me, I wish she never told me, cause I don't know if I can resist her. Why she got me hypnotized when they look in her eyes. My soul, I don't want it to leave me, I don't want it to leave me. But every word that I believe, her mouth's gonna get me strung out. I don't need that time out. She's scandalous, and every man around better watch it, cause she's there until the morning. She's dangerous, you better look away, because anybody wish I had, they keeps calling. She's scandalous, and every man around better watch it, cause she's there until the morning. She's dangerous, you better look away, because anybody wish I had, they keeps calling, calling. When she's there on the scene, every brother's a fiend. Can I get that body, mind and soul? This a delicacy. She give it to you for the night, that bon appetit. But when you wake up in the morning, she's gone with your fears. You're out a man who knows all about this kind of shit, cause I've been burnt a couple times and I don't mean my. An erosion of pride, an invasion of self. With all the hate inside your mind, you'll be hating yourself. It's scandalous and dangerous and scrupulous. She's already above this, understood and badly treated. Underneath she's looking for your love. She's scandalous and dangerous and scrupulous. She's already above this, understood and badly treated. Underneath she's looking for your love. She's scandalous and every man around better watch it, cause she's there until the morning. She's dangerous, you better look away, because anybody wish I had, they keeps calling. She's scandalous and every man around better watch it, cause she's there until the morning. She's dangerous, you better look away, because anybody wish I had, they keeps calling, calling.
Oh, yo, 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 groovement, it's all about the movement. Oh, yo, 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 groovement, it's all about the movement. Yeah, this is Jim Screechy, and you're listening to Agent J on Groovement.co.uk. Bless!